1974, after 4 years away from the concert stage, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young regrouped and embarked on a 31-day tour, playing in 24 cities with combined audiences of over a million people, grossing the group over $11 million. CSNY redefined live rock and roll by busting out of the auditoriums and arenas to bring their songs to the most massive audiences possible. They paved the way for every outdoor tour in the future, literally creating stadium rock. And along the way, some of the best music of their time. How you doing, everybody? I'm Derek Madden. Welcome to CSNY 1974. This special is brought to you by Simple Green. We'll be spotlighting CSNY's new 40-track triple disc collection, which chronicles the group's legendary tour. Let's open up with the song the band opened with nearly every night, a massive solo hit for Stephen Stills in 1970, featuring the great Neil Young on keyboards. This is Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, kicking things into gear with Love the One You're With.
The one you win. think everybody everywhere does it the same.
By your coat, my friend, you're from the other side. There's just one thing that I'd like to know. Can you tell me, please? Who won your war?
Say, can I have some of your blueberries?
Yes, I've been eating. 7 weeks now, and I haven't got a sick one. Probably keep us both alive. Ships on the water.
Don't you, don't you, don't you, don't you.
of the South on my shoulder. I guess I'm going to set a course.
Tune from the new CSNY 1974 collection, that was Neil Young leading the way on the band's 1970 Deja Vu classic, Helpless. And just before that, Wooden Ships, one of the rare collaborations between David Crosby and Stephen Stills, with a little help from their good friend and Jefferson Airplane guitarist Paul Kantner. David Crosby told us that 40 years after taping the concerts featured on the new live set, which debuted in the top 20, the quality of the material and the performances justifies its success.
Over and over again, I think that we caught, you know, the very best gems out of that period of time, out of our lives, and did get them on this record. I think that's part of what, you know, I don't think you can fool people anymore very much. But the way that people are reacting to it on the net and reacting to it in the sales, I think they nailed it. I think that they caught the essence of who the four of us were and what we were willing to do, what we really brought to the table.
Graham Nash told us that despite the fact the band would be playing to tens of thousands of people on any given night, he and his partners made the effort to reach and connect with the crowds.
We tried to reach the people on the front row, and we tried to reach the people on the back row. And sometimes, like, you know, on the Wembley show, you can see we're playing in the early evening. You can see from the cover, I can see the people in the back row. They may be tiny, and we may be just as tiny from their point of view, but I know from their body language and whether they're, you know, putting their arms up in the air at the right moment in response to, you know, something that we did that was really good. I can see them. And our responsibility is to make sure that every single person that came and put money down to come and see us got value for money. I don't think we could have made the record this good without the technology that's available today.
Take a listen to but one of the previously unreleased Neil Young gems featured on CSNY 1974, featuring Stephen Stills on acoustic bass and some of David Crosby and Graham Nash's signature harmonies. This one's a keeper. It's Hawaiian Sunrise.
Pretty Maui mama lying over the water with my son in your eye. Can you hear the melody I play? It changes every day. When we were there, we had relaxing time, thought we might settle down. But the music called me and my friends, not much to spread around. We moved from town to town, Hawaiian sunrise. And in the morning when you rise,
around people, there's plenty more Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young live and studio classics coming up on CSNY 1974.